Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, hey there. How are you? It's Kevin McCullough, and it is Saturday night, and that means it's Radio Night Live, wherever you may be. Whether you're watching us on Biz TV, on some great 66 different over-the-air markets across the country, or whether you're with us on the over-the-top network of Salem News Channel, which you can watch at salemnewschannel.com and get on your Roku or Apple device, or some 300 radio stations across the country. We are so happy to have you with us wherever you may be, and so happy to be with you on this Saturday night. We've got a lot to get to. In fact, Ivan, let's go straight to the big board right away, because we've got such a big show. Tonight, we've got more things to get in than we can possibly find time to get them in. But we are going to talk about cyber warfare. Russia this week said they're going to launch cyber warfare on the U.S. What does that look like? How do we prepare ourselves, etc.? Katie Arrington worked in the DOD on cyber issues for the Trump administration. She's going to join us. She's running for Congress. I think she's going to make a great congresswoman. We've also got conventional warfare expertise tonight. Corey Mills also worked in the DOD, and he's going to join us to talk about the strategy of what's going on in the Ukraine and how we need to be proactive now in terms of what we want to expect out of all of this to deal with. But we're going to have some fun. Tonight, Mike Krzyzewski of the Duke Blue Devils coaches in his 101st career game in the postseason of the NC2As. And in that, he got his 100th, on his 100th, he got his victory the last go-around. He is facing the Arkansas Razorbacks tonight. It's going to be a very tightly knit game. But people have asked me within the last week, and you can come out back on me for a second, Ivan. I've told people that I've been speaking with, including hardcore Razorback fans like Governor Mike Huckabee. I've said, look, Mike Krzyzewski is the greatest coach of all sports of all time, period. Not football, not basketball, not baseball, not anything in specific. But the reason that he is, I have video proof tonight that demonstrates why he is, and we'll talk about that. So I just wanted to touch on that. Let's go back to the big board. Also, tomorrow night is the Oscars. Now, I don't know, you probably think you haven't seen very many of the films that are nominated, but if you look at the, if you're like us and you have kids, you've seen probably at least three of the five animated features that are nominated for Best Animated Film of the Year. But Lash Ferry is our guest name, is the man responsible at Distinctive Assets for putting together the swag bag that the nominees for all of the major categories, Best Actor, Best Actress, Supporting, etc. They have been giving these swag bags to the major nominees for the last 20 years. They turned 20 this year. And he's going to tell us what's in the swag bag that all those nominees are going to get this year and what makes it special. It'd be kind of just a fun kind of out of the way type of distraction. Then in the second hour, we're going to talk about what it means to be a woman, which evidently is harder for some Supreme Court nominees and others to define. And in the ladies' lounge, we will demonstrate what really strong women look like. I've known what women can be defined as for a really long time because I have immense respect, and we regularly engage in conversations. So Katie Arrington and Carol Markowitz are going to join us. And then because it's Oscar night tomorrow night, we've got two of the five songs nominated for Best Song from the Oscars. We've got them joining us tonight. Van Morrison with a previously unreleased song called Down to Joy. He's going to be with us. And then a little bit later on, Sebastian Yatra, who sings, Ivan, what's the word for caterpillars?
Oruguitas.
Oruguitas. Dos oruguitas. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Dos oruguitas. Two caterpillars is the name of the song. But it's from Encanto. And what's amazing about this is that that's the song that got nominated. because in terms of commercial success, it should have been, we don't talk about Bruno. And then I know that Surface Pressure was just behind it. And if you look in the Billboard Top 100 right now, those two songs are still in the top 10. And they've been there for weeks. I don't understand this. It's a crazy thing. It passed Let It Go from Frozen as the most downloaded Disney song ever. But neither one of those in the contention for best song from the Oscars. It is Dos Oruguitas. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Dos Oruguitas. I'm just going to say it over and over again as much as I can. Dos Oruguitas are going to be with us. Sebastian Yatra. That Yatra doesn't sound Latin. That sounds Greek or something. I don't know. But anyway, he's the one that sings it, and it's beautiful. And it's mostly in Spanish. There's a tiny little bit at the end that's in English. But it's going to be a fun night. So just stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I want to get to the top story of the day, which is the president hanging out with the troops in the war. He went to the NATO summit, and then because he fuddled around and couldn't find his way to the plane or something, I don't know, he ended up in Poland visiting the troops that we've got there in case Putin goes into NATO. And there were a couple of things that kind of stood out about what he did. Now, let's go to this still shot of him having lunch with the troops first. And I want to just give you some insight about how kind of creepy it is that this president just doesn't understand his role. You see him in this picture, and for those of you watching by way of radio, I will describe it for you. He's seated with the troops. They had ordered pizza. Maybe that's a treat for the troops. I don't know. Maybe they have too much of that. I don't know. But anyway, the pizza arrived. They set it down in front of him, and the president goes, "Oh, the pizza's here." And he grabs a piece, and literally what you're seeing on the screen, he just crunches right into it. Not very gracefully, I might add. Just kind of, like an old person, kind of gumming his Jell-O. And he's just going for it, hoping that the dentures hold. In the back of this shot, you see two of the troops that are there, and you see one seated next to him, and they are all looking at him with a certain degree of unamused dismay. And the reason that they are is because in the military, and if you've ever been around people that are in the military, and Joe Biden always talks about the fact that his son served in the Navy, the highest ranking officer is the last one to eat in the mess hall. These other troops have not been served anything. They are sitting at the table. They are dutifully waiting for their lunch. And there's the commander in chief, who is the highest ranking officer in the armed services, just gumming his pizza dough to death. And I know that average citizens won't look at that and see anything really unusual, but every service member in every part of the planet tonight saw this picture. They see the president putting himself in front of his troops, feeding his appetite before they get to be fed. And when you talk about the degree of selfish ambition and just refusal to see the world in any other way except what he wants to see, this is a pretty clear example of that. But that was only part of it, because also on his trip, he had a little speech with the troops. Take a listen to what he told them.
And you're going to see when you're there, and some of you have been there, you're going to see women, young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank, just saying, "I'm not leaving. I'm holding my ground." They're incredible.
Now, what's he talking about? He's saying when you are there and you see what you see when you are there, we're not in Ukraine and we're not going to Ukraine, according to what he has said, according to what most people prefer in terms of public polling. We're not planning on putting our troops in Ukraine. But what did he say to the troops about being in Ukraine? Take a listen.
You've been there. You're going to see women.
Start that over again. We missed the beginning of it because that's the most important word.
And you're going to see when you're there.
You're going to see
women, young people.
Okay, stop. It's interesting about this because he's saying, I don't know what he's talking about. Some of you have been there, and when you're there, what you're going to see. We're not sending troops into Ukraine, right? That's the plan. We're gonna give Ukraine other help. We're gonna give them military equipment. We're gonna give them strategic logistics. We're gonna help them in every other way that we can. But we're not gonna actually put boots on the ground in Ukraine, right? Evidently, he's operating on some other kind of platform. Take a listen one more time from the top.
And you're gonna see when you're there, and some of you've been there. You're gonna see women. Young people standing in the middle of front of a damn tank, just saying, "I'm not leaving. I'm holding my ground." They're incredible.
You know the other thing that bothers me about this guy, and I'm gonna be a little dos orguitas here for your pleasure. He always like invokes some sort of swear to try to make himself look tougher. I'm more in control of the situation because I said she's standing in front of a dang tank. Like, if you really have confidence in the power of your position, you don't have to act like that all the time. Coming right back, some logistical military. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. News broke this week. In fact, I think it was Wednesday, about midday, actually, when it occurred. But Fox News reported that NATO was being told that up to about 15,000 Russians have died in the conflict with Ukraine. And, of course, the Russian people aren't finding out anything about that. It's kind of their doctrine to not tell their people what is going on. And someone who understands this a lot better, because not only was he part of the Defense Department, but he also was in Ukraine as far back as 2015. He's a former advisor to the Secretary of State in the Pentagon and worked with the DOD on foreign policy and has thoughts about what is happening there now. He's also a veteran who served his country in uniform. Corey Mills is his name. He's also now running for Congress for the congressional district, the 7th congressional district in the Sunshine State of Florida. Corey, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here. Let me ask you just straight up. What do we not know about the Ukraine conflict that your experience there would inform us of?
Well, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate that great introduction. It's an honor to serve our nation, whether it's in capacity of uniform or out of uniform. Again, you take that oath, and that oath doesn't expire simply because we take off the uniform. What I would tell you is that there's a few things going on. One, in 2014, under the Obama-Biden administration, we had Russia invade Ukraine, taking Donetsk as well as for annexing Crimea. During that time, they had the chance to utilize the Budapest Memorandum, which was signed in 1994, that the Federation of Russia, the United States, the UK, and Ukraine had signed, which is a nuclear non-proliferation to honor and respect the sovereignty and borders of Ukraine, which was violated. That was not done. So what they saw was a developing pattern. When they witnessed what happened in Afghanistan and the weakness under the Biden administration, very similar to the same weakness under the Obama-Biden administration, as they saw not just their own invasion, but also the quote-unquote red lines that Obama continued to threaten in Syria as Russia supported Bashar al-Assad, they knew this was a chance to operate and to maneuver. Well, there's a bigger picture to all of this than just the Russian-Ukraine invasion. What's actually happening is the Russia-China-Iran alignment is seeing what I call the great superpower resurgence. And what this is actually trying to do is advance Chairman Xi, President Putin, as well as President Rouhani, to essentially expand the Eurasian borders so that they can do something called the One Road, One Belt Initiative. This belt essentially is a modern-day Silk Road maritime solution. It takes over Oceania, Africa, which China's already dominated, and expands out Eurasia, taking Mariupol, taking Odessa and the Black Sea, and then allows China to dominate America with a resource economic warfare that they've launched for the last 2.5 decades that's been ignored. This is something President Trump knew about, which is why he was so adamant about going after China with regards to the trade imbalance. Because he understood that there was already an economic resource warfare and cyber warfare being launched against America. So what we're really seeing here is great economic benefits to China by, one, they're starting to negotiate with Saudi Arabia and starting to negotiate with OPEC to eliminate the petrodollar for the petroyuan, but ultimately to cut off supplies through the Red Sea, through the Mediterranean, through the Persian Gulf, and through the Horn of Africa, making it a supply chain nightmare for America, because we are the largest importers of goods. That was why it was a big thing for President Trump and for the administration to try to get back to a build domestic, bringing Carrier back from Mexico, and ensuring that we put an America First agenda in place. So with Russia and China advancing, their ultimate end goal, as it has been for decades, has been to eliminate the U.S. dollar from being the global currency. This is something which has continually been an effort to deteriorate America's foreign policy, to undermine us from a global security perspective, as China has done multiple times. But essentially, Russia and China, as well as for Turkey, eliminated and modified in their constitution so that they can rule forever. They're not under the hindrance of a 4 or 8 year term like we are here in America, where we think 10 paces in front of us, they think 10 million miles ahead of themselves. So we're really at a very difficult point right now where steps and precautions and sanctions that should have been led in first wasn't done under the Obama-Biden administration, has not been done under the Biden-Harris administration, and now there is a global shift in powers when it comes to who is actually the true world leader at this point, and it's not America.
Right. Well, and I think that the Trump administration somewhat caused this, because Xi and Putin realized that if America had strong leadership with a President Trump or a Trump-style leader going forward, that their agenda was going to be ruined. And at the end of the day, as soon as Biden took the helm, they knew exactly what they were going to get.
Well, I think that what really allowed them wasn't so much the understanding that strong leadership means holding adversaries accountable, which President Trump was notorious for. He'd done an amazing job not only eliminating Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, but also Qasem Soleimani, the former Quds Force commander, and Abu Mehdi al-Mohandes, who was the former commander of the proxy militias in Iraq. But what it really was is he was running the peace through strength, which was a very old, kind of Reagan-esque approach to things. Foreign policy. But what the real shift here was, to be completely honest, was the botched withdrawal in Afghanistan.
Yep.
That's what basically led to this. And I'm very familiar with the botched, not only just because I served in Afghanistan, but bear in mind, my team and I actually conducted the very first successful overland rescue of Americans out of Afghanistan. We rescued a mother and her 3 children who were Amarillo, Texas natives in Congressman Ronnie Jackson's district. And that occurred because Congressman Ronnie Jackson called the DOD for support. They told him he could do nothing. He called the Department of State. They told him he could do nothing, at which point he turned to myself as well as for a team that we had put together of former special operations guys. And we ended up having to go over there and actually save this family.
Yeah.
So the Chinese saw this as a proponent of weakness, not only to take over the resources of $1.3 trillion in lithium that was in Afghanistan.
No, no doubt.
But also it was their chance
my point,
to take Bagram.
But my point going back to the fact that they were scared of Trump and they respected him because of
Absolutely.
That fear. There was a fear Absolutely. That was that demanded respect, and they had that.
100%.
And once Biden came to office, I think they already knew what the deck had been shoveled
that's
to.
Right.
But Afghanistan showed them. It proved to them that their theory was right. And that's
100%.
The trigger got pulled. All right. Hey, Corey, you're going to run for the congressional district there in Florida, the 7th district. I've got a big affiliate in Orlando, and lots of good people there that listen to us. I'm just curious, why are you asking for their vote?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I think that we're living at a time when we need elected officials to truly understand what is happening from a foreign policy perspective. We need an elected official who's willing to fight harder for our military veterans than they are illegals crossing our borders. We need an actual person in office who can't be bought, isn't compromised, and hasn't been a career politician all his life. What we need is someone who pushes the America First agenda, who understands the importance of domestic production and having more things that say made in America. And we need someone who understands the peace through strength method. That is me. I am the one candidate in this race, which is why we're the most endorsed candidate in the nation right now. We have over 15 sitting members, to include the American Conservative Union. We're a former Trump appointee. We understand and we helped in the foreign policy decisions that were made. So if you believe in the foreign policy decisions that were made under President Trump, I'm your candidate.
Well, Corey, I'd love nothing better than to call you a congressman when we have you on the show in the future. But thanks for spending some time with us today and helping us understand this, because I don't think that what you explained has been said anywhere in the mainstream press, and it's very, very vital. Corey Mills, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has delivered what's billed as a major address on Ukraine from Warsaw.
Let us resolve to put the strength of democracies into action to thwart the designs of autocracy. Let us remember that the test of this moment is the test of all time.
Biden delivered the speech after meeting with Ukrainian refugees in Poland. It comes as Russia is signaling that it is implementing a new strategy in its invasion of Ukraine. Special Advisor at the White House National Security Council Matthew Miller telling ABC's Good Morning America that the administration is not looking at Russia's words.
We always wait to see what Russia actually does, not just take for granted what it actually says, because from the beginning of this conflict, they have never been honest about their aims.
Miller adds that while the U.S. was warning of a Russian invasion, the Kremlin downplayed things, accusing America of fear-mongering. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is Radio Night Live, and we're thankful to be on not only Biz TV for over-the-air broadcast in many markets across the country, but also the Salem News Channel on your over-the-top devices, Roku, Apple, and Amazon Fire and the like. And we're also on 300-plus radio outlets across the country, and just couldn't be happier than to be with you every weekend. And so grateful to be able to be here in these kind of troubling days that we live in. You know, we've got a lot of serious things, as you just heard former DOD rep Mills talking about the real challenges. Russia, Iran, China forming an axis, if you will, that's going to be very threatening in years to come if they're successful. This is why we need to have clear thinking and really, really important good people involved. And it's one of the reasons why when people ask me about, you know, my taste in terms of sports and other things, I've always gravitated towards the coaches and towards the players that may not have been as flashy, but that were always more of the types of characters and coaches and players that you could really count on to do the hard work and the right thing. And one of my greatest, I'm a bigger fan of this guy than I've been of just about anybody, is Coach Mike Krzyzewski, who is coaching tonight in the NC2A tournament and who has already won two games in the tournament this year against some pretty good teams, Michigan State and Texas Tech. And I think there was a lot of thought that those teams with their maturity were going to beat the Duke Blue Devils and hand Coach Krzyzewski kind of an end to his career walking paper. As he is trying to get back to his what would be his final four and possibly a final championship. And the interesting thing about this, and people ask me all the time, they say, who's your favorite coach? I say, well, it's Mike Krzyzewski. And they'll say, of any sport. I say, yeah, that's him. And I want you to take a look at why. Here's how he had the interview following the win in the last round against Texas Tech. Just take a listen.
Coach, after the Michigan State win, you said you were probably the happiest you've been in a really long time, but how would you describe after this one?
This was a great game. They're a heck of, they're really a good team. Jeremy Roach and Paolo.
Stop the tape. I want to break this down. First thing he does after the victory is to say that the other team's really good, and he immediately gives credit to his players. And if you go back through Coach Krzyzewski's career, every time they've won, he's lauded his players. And every time they've lost, he's taken the blame for himself. You do not see this in the rest of society very often. Keep rolling from right there.
Moves. And then we played. The zone saved us. And then our kids, with a few minutes left, said, we want to go back, man. So I did. And I'm so happy for these guys. They've grown up so much in the last 10, 12 days.
And the grit. How about the grit and the fight they continuously show you for a young team?
You said it better than me.
Stop the tape again. Right there, he's even giving credit to the reporter for having described what he really wants out of his players more than anything else, as being able to say it better than he does. You know what you sense with this guy? And I've had the chance to interview him a couple of times. I've been up close when I've been in the same region with him. And I will tell you, he is a humble man who tries his best to have his team ready at every time, to be prepared as they possibly can be. And again, when they succeed, he gives them the credit. And when they fail, he takes the blame. I've been around so few leaders in my life that have ever embodied that type of character. And I just find it refreshing. And so I'm not surprised that he's won 1,100 games in his career, because players will, they're inspired to play for somebody who will lead them in such a fashion. Go ahead and finish the tape here.
You said it better than me. That's what is so good as a coach. When it's not nothing coaching. It's just that grit and that determination. Paolo, a couple of his moves, where you could see it on his face, saying, holy mackerel, that's the guy I coached, that guy. Holy mackerel.
So that's basically it. But I just wanted you to have a taste of that, because this is the kind of man that we are losing on the NC2A Division I level of college basketball. And March Madness continues on. They are currently playing that game against Arkansas right now. I don't have any idea what the score is. I hope that the Duke Blue Devils go all the way and win the rest of the way out. But if they don't, I wanted you to understand why I have so much deep respect for this man, Mike Krzyzewski. And I am going to miss him. It's going to be a different universe when he's not sitting on the Duke sidelines. And I don't have any connection to Duke University. I don't have one family or friend that went there or anything. This is just a pure admiration for what he's done over the course of time that he's been coaching. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813.
813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, coming up in just a few days, the 94th Academy Awards will take place in Los Angeles, and the Hollywood community will be abuzz. And one of the things that you may or may not hear about are the very extravagant and very cool gift bags that the major nominees for the awards will receive. But this is a special commemoration, special milestone, because it is the 20th year in which these bags are going to be put together and presented by Distinctive Assets, a company based out of L.A. that has done this for the last number of years. And here to discuss with us is Lash Ferry. Lash, welcome. It's good to have you.
Always a thrill to chat about the nominee gift bag. We have so many amazing things this year.
You were very kind to send a sample of what is going to be in the bag. And is it really fair to call it a gift bag? Isn't it more like a garage size full of gifts or a small storage unit of gifts? How do you get all of that in one bag?
Well, yeah, you got a tiny little mini-me sampler version. We just wanted you to share some of the magic and understand what it feels like when you are a celebrity of any level to get one of these amazing assortments and go through it and have the fun. But yes, it's actually two huge suitcases full of products. It's 52 different items.
Yeah.
Everything from small pieces of paper, like we have a $50,000 gift certificate to go and stay in a 10-bedroom castle in Scotland named Turin Castle. And, you know, lower end items, like we have a all natural spot remover from Jade Home Essentials that's under $10. And then everything in between. So we make sure we cover all of our bases.
No, that was really cool. In fact, I got to tell you how it happened. I had been noticing that a FedEx was headed my way for the last couple of days. And I'm like, I didn't order anything. I'm wondering where this is coming from. And then it arrived. Oh, this is Distinctive Assets. So I waited until my bride got home and I said, hey, let's do this together. So we unpacked what was not a small box of a variety and an assortment of things. And those of you watching on TV, there's a picture on the screen right now of the items that I got there. But here's the wonderful thing about it is that every single thing seemed to have some sort of distinct, special, unique quality about it. So let me ask you, Lash, what goes into the selection of the things that get included in the actual box each year?
Well, it's a year-round endeavor. We're already working on next year's gift bag from, you know, brands who missed the deadlines to be part of it this year. A lot of it is me sharing products that I use in my day-to-day life that I come across and I'm like, oh my gosh, this product is so incredible. So, you know, I was introduced to a company called Oppo Pop recently, and they are changing the popcorn game. You got one of those in your gift box.
Yep.
It's the world's first ever flavor-wrapped popcorn kernels, meaning each kernel is individually pre-wrapped in flavor. So you stick your favorite flavor. They've got savory and sweet. You pour it into the microwave popper, which is provided, and you pop yourself a delicious treat. I also love delicious treats. And so we have a whole bevy of Balzan biscuits, a suitcase full of them. And it's all a different variety of their sustainably sourced chocolate-covered biscuits and wafers. Because I love sweets so much, I'm always looking for weight loss supplements. So Spermity Life by Longevity Labs is doing a package of supplements that not only helps with weight loss, but also anti-aging, immune system, memory, all of it. Because what they do is the product naturally increases the production of a youth molecule found in our bodies called spermidine. And unfortunately, as we get older, we produce less of it. So, you know, these are things that I love to use and love to share. Skincare is the thing that I'm obsessed with personally, and your bride will be on the same page with me, I'm hoping, on skincare products. And so she's going to love the Hempera Cosmetics. So
yep.
This is nano-amplified plant-based CBD skincare, meaning it penetrates deeper and makes you look better.
Well, and we're foodies in this house. So when we got to the potassium broth, the Siempre tequila, and the gold flake infused olive oil, which looks just fabulous. We were like, okay, we're going to have some food crafting nights just around these special products. Talk to me about the food selection.
Well, you hit a few of them. Those are all very high-end, top-shelf things that you should save for a special occasion, although I'm also a big fan of making every day a special occasion. So rest out the Siempre Tequila on Sunday as you're taking shots after your favorite films win or your favorite actors win. The olive oil, you definitely, I'm not one to tend to talk about prices because I think it's sometimes tacky, but it's a $360 bottle of olive oil. So
wow.
I only say that so that you definitely save it. It's infused with edible gold flakes. It's made from the oldest olive grove in the world. Over 500 years old these olives come from. And the packaging is just so special. Speaking of special, we have Highland Titles making everyone feel special. They're giving the nominees a small plot of land, which makes them part of a community of landowners known as the Lords and Ladies of Glencoe. So even if they don't become Oscar royalty on Sunday, everyone, win or lose, is going to become a Lord and Lady, which I think is just such a cool gift to get somebody.
Now, I'm curious, what are the sizes of these plots? Because, and you're going to have to forgive me for geeking out a little bit on this, being Scottish, myself, but Islay Scotch has for a long time given away a small plot of land for every purchase of one of their bottles of scotch, and I think they're like an inch by an inch wide somewhere on the island of Islay that they are technically holding for people. Are we talking about something that size, or is this like a palatial estate where they're going to have to, you know, hire servants for upstairs and downstairs?
It's very similar to what the Scotch company does in that they sell 1-foot square plots of land so that you know, it's enough to become a landowner.
Yeah.
And the whole point of this is that it raises money for land conservation.
Nice.
So the hundreds of acres where this land comes from, it takes no government money to keep the conserve, I guess, for lack of a better word, state park, we would probably call it here, running and for people to enjoy it. But yes, you're not getting a village. You are getting enough that you can go and visit it. And when you're there, you can go to the palatial, you know, Charing
Cross. Right, right.
I don't know if you've been there on any of your trips to Scotland, but it looks pretty magnificent in the pictures. It's 10 bedrooms. You get a butler, all your food. You get bagpipers to greet you upon your arrival. So it's a pretty special
place. Wow, that is quite the welcome. But no feudal lords here. You're not already taking these celebrity heads and making them any bigger.
No,
okay.
Just helping them relax after a stressful month.
I'm sure. Lash, tell me the favorite thing you've experienced in putting the swag bag together for 20 years.
How much the celebrities like it. I think that there's a propensity to think, why would celebs care? They're rich, they're famous, they have everything. But I think Oprah has really nailed that over the years. You never lose that childlike enthusiasm over giving and receiving gifts. I've had the fortune to be enough around celebrities as they're opening these gifts to see if they get giddy. Not all of them, you know, not everyone is into it as others, but, you know, it's sort of a fun thing to see them get excited, much like you were talking about sharing it with your bride.
Yeah.
Sharing it with their loved ones, their girlfriends, their boyfriends, their mom.
Lash Perry, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is nominated for Best Song in tomorrow night's Oscars from the movie Belfast. Here's Van Morrison and Down to Joy.
Public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.